and bold extensions has cost us a great deal of time, treasure, and environmental impacts in the past. I implore you to consider extending the current LPA all the way to Santa Monica, and I believe that in the next decade, the additional funds required will certainly show up. Set aside parochial concerns, act as a city-state for the benefit of all of the citizens of Los Angeles.
Thank you. Thank you. Clint Simmons. Clint here. Phil Brown. Is Phil here? Is that Phil? Wave to me if you're here. All right. Okay, great. Thank you. Followed by Dwayne Weissenhaus. Does Esperanza ever make it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you. All right, Phil. Thank you.
I'm Phil Brown. I'm an architect and urban designer. And I think that the approval of the EIS, the DEIS, should not be made because it is inadequate in terms of population projection as well as development of a TSM program. If an adequate TSM program was developed, it would have shown that $100 million and 10 miles of Flow Boulevard with BRT on exclusive lanes would solve the congestion problem in the study area. And furthermore, to go on to a 3010 program, which is essentially reaching into a situation of generational theft, is a bad idea. So you can get back to the drawing board and come up with better solutions.
Thank you. Dwayne, and then followed by Michelle Lopez, followed by Esperanza Martinez. Dwayne?
Simmons, did you call him while I was out?
Pardon me?
You called Simmons while I was out, is that correct?
Okay, yes, I did.
Okay, right. Oh, my name is Clint Simmons. I'm representing Expo Community United. And I want to say that no kid should be exposed to a risk by a MTA rail design. We have had enough of that in the county of Los Angeles throughout the Southern California area. I would like to address Mr. Yaroslavsky's motion. He has a motion to study the tunneling of underneath of the school. We also have schools on the proposed Crenshaw line. I would like to see the same type of motion presented there to study that particular interest. If the same study had been done for the Expo line where we had kids exposed to hazards at Dorsey High School in Fauchet, we would have a better situation within the city. So again, we see where we do have a double standard where certain parts of the city are treated different from the others. And hopefully that we will get that part squared away. While I'm here, I would like to support the motion by Mark Ridley Thomas in terms of the street crossing policy of MTA. And again, money seemed to be ruling this particular body. Thank you for giving me a chance to speak.
Thank you. Dwayne, and then Michelle, and then Esperanza, and then we have just a few more after that.
Yeah, Dwayne Weissenhaus, Weissenhaus Architecture, View Heights, Los Angeles. I just want to express my full support of the West Side Extension and the staff's recommendations. I want to focus on the Century City Station and the alternates. I know there are a lot of issues involved, whether they're political, whether they're the tunneling, the seismic issues, the ridership, the costs. But one issue that hadn't been discussed yet and something that to think about as you go through the process in the final EIS, EIR, is look at good land use planning and how it best integrates with the community where the station occurs. Now, people have mentioned that the Constellation station fits right in the heart of Century City. You can integrate it much better than having it over on the edge of the community out in Santa Monica. There's no connectivity, and you're going to lose some of that ability to help enhance the environment to the neighborhood. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, hello. My name is Michelle Lopez, and I'm here, and I'm a bus rider, a student at Cal State Northridge, and I'm a member of the Bus Riders Union. In 20 years, you've spent billions on rail lines with the goal of reducing traffic congestion, but instead, traffic has kept growing. Now you claim that the proposed subway to the sea will reduce traffic, when even Metro's environmental impact report showed that by 30 to 35, the extension from Wilshire Western to the VA hospital in Westwood will show a less than 1% reduction in traffic. And who will end up paying for this? Bus riders, who will not benefit from this project. People like me and my mother, who as a household worker travels 2 hours to and from work and can just barely afford passes each month. You will increase our fares every 2 years and continue cutting bus service while you spend billions on the subway. Your report speaks for itself. This line is a bad investment. If your goal is to attract more people to use public transportation and get people to where they're going, invest on the bus system. Thank you.
Keep turning it off here. Esperanza, and then followed by Daniel Garcia, followed by Malcolm Klugman.
Good morning. My name is Esperanza, and I'm lead organizer with the Bus Riders Union. If this project is a joke from a transit perspective, which it certainly is, then it's a tragic comedy for this county's Black and Latino low-income bus riders. It's really unfortunate that when Measure R was approved and the Bus Riders Union came to you with the Clean Air and Economic Justice Plan to improve and expand bus service in the county, this agency said there was no money to operate that plan. Yet, now you have the subway to the sea, a $5 billion project that could be up to $9 billion, which in the draft environmental impact report, it is very clear that when this line is built, you still won't have the money to operate. You are knowingly exacerbating the existing operations deficit, a problem you can only solve by continuing to cut bus service and raising fares 14 times over the next 30 years on Black and Latino low-income bus riders. We urge the rejection of this recommendation and urge you to invest in improving Wilshire bus service. Thank you.
Daniel, followed by Malcolm Klugman, and then the last speaker will be Drew Solari. Daniel.
Thank you. My name is Daniel Garcia. I'm from the community every I just want to make a note for the board that there's no student here whatsoever in support or against the measure. there's no support or the consolation building, and there's no support. I just want to mention that before you can make a decision.
Daniel, Malcolm,
First of all, I want to start with the media. This is brilliant. This is dog bites man. Subway to the sea, not really. Is there anybody here that didn't know that we're only going to go to Westwood now, and then later we're going to go to the sea? You know, that's really stupid. Second of all, the reason that it should go down Santa Monica Boulevard is because you don't want it just only as a weekday work destination. There's a mall there. So you let the subway stop at Santa Monica, and then people can go to the mall on the weekends. Another thing is, I know there's a stop here at Pershing Square. If you go off one place, you're at the Biltmore Hotel. If you go the other place, you're at the Angels Flight. You go to the concert somewhere else. You could put the station at Santa Monica and put an exit up on Constellation. That's possible. So let's get this right.
Thank you, Malcolm. Drew Solari? Is Drew here?
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to speak. And as the last speaker, you'll be happy to know it's a positive note in support of Metro and what you're up to. We want you to carry the ball on this system, and it represents the trunk line and connectivity in the system that we need, both for bus and for Metro. And thank you. We encourage you to carry the ball. It will be your legacy, so let it be a good one. Anecdotally, I'd appreciate it if going forward you consider public restrooms more often in more places, even as a retrofit to the existing Metro stops. Anecdotally, it took me an hour and 40 minutes at 7:30 last night to get from Santa Monica back to the Valley. So clearly, it would have been nice to be on a subway system. And lastly, more parking for the park and ride at the Metro system. Case in point, this morning, I did try to take the Metro from the Universal Station. All parking spots taken. Every single one. Was impossible to hop on the Metro. I had to abort mission, take the freeway. So thank you for your efforts. We appreciate you going forward doing this, and thank you.
Thank you, and it's been brought to my attention. Thank you we misplaced a card, and there's one more speaker, Linda Lyles.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, my name is Linda Paradise Lyles, and I am the executive director of the Century City Transportation Management Organization. We are a newly formed group dedicated to creating a real alternative to single occupancy trips for people who travel to Century City. With more than 44,000 employees, Century City is a regional business and economic hub and a natural destination for public transportation of all types. We support the West Side Extension and believe it will be heavily used by people who live and work in the community. We also believe that the Constellation Boulevard station alignment makes the most sense given its central location. I want you to know that the TMO has received a tremendous response from Century City travelers. People in our community are extremely receptive to both public and private transportation options and will leave their cars at home if there isn't a convenient alternative. The subway extension will provide them with even more choices. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Before we take up the item and Supervisor Jaroslawski's amending motion and clarification motion, I just want to thank all of you for your patience this morning. You were very cooperative. For those of you that consolidated, we appreciate that. But as an audience, and I know it's a very tenuous issue from time to time and will continue to be, but we're trying to do the right thing and looking at all the options before us. But I just wanted to personally thank you as chair for your cooperation today. So now we'll take up the item behind us before us. If you would, Supervisor Jaroslawski, would you like to start? Can I just clarify one thing before we, so we don't have to take multiple votes, but I just want everyone to know Directors Antonovich and Villaraigosa are conflicted on Section C1 and C2 and are only voting on the remaining portions of Item 22. Council has allowed... Council, pardon me?
Do you want a motion to bifurcate? To separate that part?
We can, but I was told that we don't even have to do that. Is that correct?
Okay.
Okay. Is that, I may,
that's Council. Correct. As long as you separate those out, make it clear who has conflict.
Basically, I bifurcated voting, by that.
You don't have to take multiple votes.
All right.
I, too, want to thank all of the people who have spoken, whether they've spoken for or against the project, whether they have ideas about what we can do with respect to relocating stations. We've discussed this subway, as I understand it, for 50 years in one way or the other. And the fact is, a lot has been said about this project will never happen. And now the only question is when. 5 years ago, we began the process of convincing the public that it could be done. We initiated a peer review study that concluded that the Wilshire subway could be built and operated safely. I want to thank Congressmember Waxman, who repealed a 21-year-old ban on federal funding for subways. We've also demonstrated competency in tunneling, completing the North Hollywood Red Line and the East Side Gold Line without incident. And in fact, on the East Side Gold Line, there wasn't one single safety infraction for that entire period. We started the planning study that led to today's EIR. We worked together across the region to pass Measure R at the beginning of a recession when the vast majority of pundits said it was not possible with the 2/3 vote and with many people in opposition. But today, because of the passage of Measure R, we have a subway 11 other transit projects and highway projects that will be funded. Now, some have criticized the subway's impact on regional traffic congestion. I don't know if they've read the EIR, but clearly shows that the local traffic congestion is improved at 17 major intersections along the proposed route. But even that misses the point. This is why the subway is so important to the region. It has the second highest job concentration in California after downtown Los Angeles. The corridor includes the most congested street in the city, well, on the west side as well, the Wilshire Boulevard. It has high-density development. It has the highest traveled bus corridor in Los Angeles County. It will have the highest ridership of any line we're building, 81,000 to the VA hospital. And I think that number underestimates the subway's impact in many ways. According to the National Transit Database, it is the most cost-effective way to carry large passenger volumes. It connects to regionally significant destinations like the LA County Museum of Art, Beverly Hills, Century City, the University of California, Los Angeles, my alma mater. It extends transit for all parts of the county. It can transfer from our light rail line and Metrolink trains to connect to the west side. Transit riders from throughout Los Angeles will shave about 30 minutes off their travel time each way, and it will be faster than both driving or bus service in the future. Travel time from downtown Los Angeles to Westwood will take 24 minutes by subway. It will take 41 minutes by car and 86 minutes by bus. This is why the subway makes so much sense. And it's why, if you heard the CEO say, these two projects, both the subway and the regional connector, are the most competitive public transit projects anywhere in the United States of America. It's why we submitted them unanimously as our candidates for federal funding, and why we believe they will qualify on the merits. Now is the time to move forward, because this project is a voter mandate. I've heard the concerns of Beverly Hills, and I support Supervisor Yaroslavsky's motion to make sure we do a comprehensive evaluation of both alignments. We need to know if the southern alignment is possible without negatively impacting properties in Beverly Hills. We need to know if the Santa Monica Boulevard alignment could be safely and cost-effectively built next to an earthquake fault. And I also want to point out that the West Hollywood line would arguably be among a handful of the next best projects currently unfunded. You know, when we put Measure R together, frankly, I wish that there were a number of lines, not just that one, that would have qualified if it was on the merits. But we had to put a countywide proposal together. And because of that, this project was not in it, but I do believe on the merits, it's one that if there's money beyond Measure R, would make a lot of sense. I think it'll. So today we need to focus on delivering the measure projects that the voters expect, but we shouldn't forget the West Hollywood line as we develop future plans. Now, the subway to Westwood is funded by this board. We have an opportunity to accelerate the subway and the other Measure R projects through the 3010 initiative. I do want to say that that's another initiative that, frankly, everybody thought was a pipe dream. Absolutely non-starter. No way would the federal government partner with the region to accelerate these projects. And yet, about a year after we introduced this notion, first, and I want to acknowledge Richard Katz, Director Katz, for the hard work, Jaime de la Vega, and the folks on our staff. When we started this road of to get the federal government to buy into 3010, everybody thought it was a pipe dream. And now, after a $546 million down payment on the 3010 plan, clearly people are acknowledging all across the country that this is a template. This county has, in its wisdom, decided that we have to address the congestion, the air quality in this town, in this region, We've taxed ourselves a penny and a half, unprecedented anywhere in the country, and we believe that we ought to be rewarded for that, that we ought to be able to partner with the federal government at a time of high deficits and historic debt to be able to accelerate these projects and separate and apart our highway projects as well. And so while we have this down payment on the Crenshaw line, 43010, I'm not going to tell you that this isn't an uphill road. It is. It is a novel notion, but we're going to keep on pushing that little train up the road, if you will, because we believe that we are on to something, that we have a template for infrastructure investment. I know that the subway to the sea is not part of Measure R, and so be it. But you'll never get to the sea if you can't get to Westwood. Westwood is where it'll be for now. I want to thank all of the staff, the members of this board who've again and again unanimously gotten behind the Measure R projects, the long-range plan, the 3010 initiative. I think this, without question, is an indication that when this region comes together unanimously in the way that we have, there is nothing that we can't do. I want to continue to work together with all of you to move ahead. I want to thank the Business Labor Environmental Coalition that has put this together, particularly Denny Zane. I want to thank Michael Fuhr, who helped to put this on the ballot along with by getting it through the legislature, along with then-Senator Mark Ridley Thomas. And I want to thank the chair for his support as well. And I hope that we can unanimously approve this measure today and move ahead. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Supervisor Yaslowski.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I just won't be long. I think the mayor summarize this quite adequately. I just want to also thank my staff. I want to thank the MTA staff, Dave Meager, Jody Litvak, and the whole team who have done an outstanding job in outreach to the community. People may not agree 100% with everything we've done up until this point, but the one thing I don't think anybody can disagree on is that their outreach has been extensive, if not excessive. It's been extensive, and people who have had an opportunity on more than one or two occasions to engage with our MTA staff, and I know that those nights have been long and late, and appreciated very much. Mr. Chairman, this is a historic day. If we can approve this step going forward, this is the first time in my lifetime. And in our, I think probably all of our lifetimes, that we have gotten this close and this far along the road to extending and building a public mass transportation line through the Wilshire Corridor. The Wilshire Corridor is a linear center. It has tremendous residential and commercial density. It is one of the most traffic-impacted and traffic-congested areas in the urban core of Los Angeles and perhaps anywhere in the country, and it deserves and requires a mass public transportation line. And through all the vicissitudes that we've had over the last quarter century, we finally are at the point where this is becoming more of a reality than a dream. I want to just briefly address the issues that have been raised in the one area where there is some contention on the routing. I don't think anybody who has studied this would disagree. I know some of the members of the public disagree, but leaving routing issues aside, Constellation and Avenue of the Stars is the appropriate place for a station, more appropriate than any other place. Why? Because it's in the center of the center. It's in the center of Century City. Santa Monica is at the tangent of Century City. Half of a Santa Monica station would serve a golf course. The other half would serve Century City. At Constellation, 100% of the station would serve Century City residential and primarily commercial interests. So all of the things aside, And the routing issues are very important and need further study. The objective of Constellation is sound on its face, and I think you don't have to be a traffic engineer to figure that out. Now, the issue of the routing is important, is critical. There have been a lot of legitimate issues raised about the routing, both on the Santa Monica Boulevard side and in the Beverly Hills side. There's also been a lot of hyperbole thrown into this discussion, and I think our job is to separate the hyperbole from the real issues, and that's what I've encouraged, and I continue to encourage the representatives of the city of Beverly Hills and the school district of Beverly Hills, recognizing that they don't want this and their minds are made up on this, but to work with the MTA going forward, because as I've said to Art Leahy in my office the other day, we need to design both alternatives, because one of those two alternatives is going to be the one that we're going to build, and we need to know exactly what the pros and cons of each alternative are, what the costs are, what the pros and cons are. That we need to, and we need to have every T crossed and every I dotted, so that there are no questions left as we get to the final environmental impact report. It very well may be that Santa Monica is going to be the route we take. In the event we have to take that route, we need to know how we build a station next to or in or adjacent to an earthquake fault, how we do it safely, how the tunnel goes through that fault. We need to know how we would build it if we had to build it there. And by the same token, if the decision is to build it along the Lasky route to Beverly Hills so that we can get to the Constellation station, we need to know how we would build that in a way that is safe and in a way that that respects the plans that the school district has for that high school. So I say to the school district folks, you've got to engage with us. We need to know what you want to do, what your plans are, so that we don't get in the middle of, we don't mess up your plans. And I think there's a meeting of the minds, potentially, at least theoretically, a meeting of the minds that could be achieved on that issue. I raised the question in committee, and it's part of the motion, that is encompassed in the motion, that we look at, you know, how much flexibility do we have in moving the tunnel so that it's not under the building. If it turns out that we need to mitigate mitigate anything. But our geologists will do that analysis. The science will dictate, as it dictated in the tunnel through the Hollywood Hills between Hollywood and North Hollywood on the Red Line, as we have done in a number of projects here before. The evidence is what we need to be confident in. Now, the last thing I want to say is with all the conversation that's been going around about safety, obviously, safety is the number one issue for us. We will not build a tunnel that we believe is unsafe, whether it's under the high school or whether it's under Santa Monica Boulevard or whether it's under the residents in Westwood or anywhere else in the county of Los Angeles. Nobody is going to build a tunnel that is unsafe. But if it's unsafe under the high school because of a potential terrorist attack, then it's unsafe, you know, under Joyce Foster's home in Westwood as a result of a terrorist attack. If there's a methane issue or a gas and oil issue under Beverly Hills, let me assure you that there is at least as serious a gas and methane issue in my neighborhood. I happen to live on top of a capped oil well. Never had a problem in 35 years so far, but the line that this West Wilshire subway will go through, remember that the reason we've been delayed this long is originally because of a methane gas explosion we had at 3rd and Ogden back in the mid-1980s. And Congressman Waxman commissioned a study with our endorsement, to get three of the world's greatest geologists or the nation's greatest geologists to analyze whether you could tunnel safely in what has been called the high-risk methane zone. And they unanimously came back with, not surprisingly, by the way, with the recommendation, with the conclusion that you can tunnel safely under the La Brea tar pits in a high-risk methane zone, where there was a panoply of oil wells going back into the 1920s and 30s. So this is not This is not rocket science. It's just we need to know what we're facing. We need to know what we have at every step of the way, every yard of tunneling, where there's a tunnel, an oil shaft, where there's a methane pocket, where there's this, that, or the other thing, and mitigate it and ensure that when we build it, our construction workers are safe, that the people who live around the construction are safe, and when we finish it, that the people who ride it are safe. If there's a danger to the people above ground as a result of a subway, there certainly is a danger to the people who are the hundreds of people per train who are riding our subway when it's underground. So none of us are going to be proposing, whether it's on this route or this route, a line that's going to put people above the ground at risk or people in the subway at risk. So I think we need to take that issue by the horns and tell it like it is. Either it's safe or it isn't safe. If it's safe, we can build it safe in any number of configurations. If it's not safe, we shouldn't build it at all. And I think we have we have had enough evidence to help us make that decision. Having said all of that, I said at the beginning before the public hearing started that the same analysis that we're going to do under Beverly Hills, we're going to now, I want to make sure we do under Westwood. I believe we were going to do that anyway. And in a sense, my motion is redundant, but I think it's redundant for a good cause. Everybody needs to know what our objective is. Everybody needs to know what our roadmap is in terms of this analysis. And in the analysis is going to be done under Beverly Hills, where the proposed line goes under very few residences. I think it skirts 4 apartment buildings. And the part that goes under Westwood, which goes under dozens of homes and apartment buildings, the same analysis needs to be done in both areas, and it should be done anywhere else we're tunneling under buildings, whether they're residential or commercial buildings, because that's part of the safety analysis that we should do. So with that, I want to say this has been a long time in coming, and we have a long way to go. This is a milepost along a long journey, but I think it's, assuming we approve this today, it's something that that in less than 2 years, Antonio, since the passage of Measure R, we've moved a long way, and I think that's, we need to keep that momentum going. And I just pledge on my office's behalf to all of the people who are involved, pro, con, agnostic, that our office and my staff and my door is open and will be open for engagement to make sure that we do the best possible job in addressing all of the legitimate concerns that have been raised. Thank you.
In addition to all this, too, I mean, it's another historic day. We have another item before us. As soon as we finish this one, as it relates to the regional connector that really hooks us all up and is probably the go-to plan that we really need to kick us off well, kicking off with Crenshaw. So this is a big day. Mr. Fasana, followed by Mr. Katz.
You know, I just want to mention what has been said here, that a lot has happened in 2 years. There was not unanimity at that time. There is today. You have the perfect alignment to move this forward. I also recognize that we're going to have a few options under study here, and that I personally think both of these could be built safely. The studies will determine whether that is the case, and we will pick one of them. I also recognize that parties that are out there, even if this alignment is safe, can probably do a lot to really pass up this window of opportunity that's here and stall this thing from getting built. I think it'd be a real loss to the west side if that occurs. I think there is tremendous need throughout this county. So just because things have happened, so much work has happened in the last few years to align this board, the opportunity is at hand. I would hope that parties think very carefully when they stake out their positions and really look for the science and look for what can be done rather than looking to make sure that nothing ever happens.
Okay, Mr. Katz, you decline? Okay. Anyone else? I don't have any other speakers. You didn't punch up here. Mr. Najarian, followed by Mr. Labonge.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Some people have said that I'm anti-tunnel. And that's the farthest thing from the truth. This tunnel that we're looking at is forward-thinking. This tunnel that we're looking at is sustainable. This tunnel that we're proposing improves the environment. This tunnel does not have exhaust stacks poking up through the neighborhood. This tunnel removes people from single occupant vehicles. This tunnel benefits each and every neighborhood, community, and city along its path. This tunnel has realistic construction cost estimates, and this tunnel has identified funding sources. For that reason, I am 100% for this tunnel.
It's a very strong statement for the 710 tunnel. Anyway, Mr. Levine.
Chairman Kanabe, members of the board, thank you. Mayor Villaraigosa, thank you for your leadership on this. I think it's so important that we look forward. It's just 97 years ago that Mulholland made that famous speech, "There it is, take it," where the greatest engineering project that fed this pueblo as we grew from a small 28 square mile pueblo to a major metropolitan area. But we have missed our steps on our way on transit. I know Mayor Bradley is smiling down this, and I think even John Farrar is smiling a little, Zev, because he knows how bad the traffic is. So your leadership, Mr. Mayor, is very, very, very important on this, and all of us on this board has made a difference. Thank you for appointing me to serve on this board. You know, I was here several years ago when we brought this issue up, and it truly was a divided board at the time, but as we all saw the pieces of the county come together, it was very important, all the leadership that took this place, because everybody has contributed. I especially want to thank the city of Santa Monica, Culver City, Beverly Hills, and West Hollywood, for they came forth strongly that needed to have a subway system out to the west. And I want to say there's over 500 miles of freeway system in this county. Over 500 miles, but there's only 18 miles of heavy rail. This small extension will go beyond, and I think it's great. It's going to UCLA, but one day I wanted to go down Vermont to USC, so both these great universities could be connected. I also want to close by thanking the former director, Roger Snoble, who I worked with at the time, who came up with the what would be the peer review, and the late, great Dr. Daniel Eisenstein, who was such a great and smart man, because many times I went to Congress that I did, and I visit Mr. Waxman. He always had very, very strong questions. Mr. Waxman, who's preeminent in the health of people throughout this country, and especially in his district, had great concerns. And it was that study and report that Dr. Eisenstein chaired that gave him the strong belief that we could go forward. So congratulations if we're all vote properly, except my fellow classmate from Marshall High, maybe. We'll move forward. Thank you.
Okay. With that, eloquent summation. I think, are we prepared to move forward on the item before us, along with the Yaroslavsky amendment and then the amendment to the amendment? And maybe somebody wants to clarify what is we, or Michelle. Can we put the appropriate amendments up on the as amended? Just, I know, I just want to make sure that, Zev, you're...
Yeah, there's a written motion that came out of committee, and I've added today that the same analysis be done for the Westwood community, between Century City and Westwood.
Right. Director O'Connor, did you want to speak? Okay. Director Villaraigosa, no? Okay. Names keep popping up here. This is magic.
Well, I was going to.
I know. I mean, my little machine here. Again, the item is moved by Director Villaraigosa, seconded by Director Yaroslavsky, as amended. And again, with the directors Antonovic and Villaraigosa, who are conflicted on sections C1 and C2, and they will be voting only on the remaining portions of item 22. Let's cast our votes.
You gotta push it. That's like him.
Okay, the magic. And we got an abstention. Ladies and gentlemen, item 22 passes historic. Thank you all. Hey, I know it's been long, and we're gonna continue. We're gonna go back to items 20 and 21, the regional connector, and we will ask staff for their report. I know some of you are going to be leaving. If you could leave quietly, we would appreciate it, as we still have another historic item before us here in item 20 and 21, the regional connector. So I appreciate your cooperation. Thank you. Okay. It was a dark and stormy night. No. Okay. all right.
I just tell them whenever they want.
We're going to let a little bit clear out here. If you, again, I could just ask for your cooperation. Just keep it down, please, and so we can continue with another big item here in front of us. Okay? Staff?
Morning, directors. Martha Wellborn, Countywide Planning, and I have with me Robin Blair, Countywide Planning, and Girish Roy of our construction group. We are here today with three recommendations that we are requesting you take action on. Go to the first. The first of these is to accept the Regional Connector Transit Corridor Draft EIS-EIR. The second is to designate the fully underground alternative as the locally preferred alternative, the LPA, including the removal of the 5th and Flower Station. The third action item is a series of actions, actually, that will authorize the CEO to extend the consultant contracts to complete the FEIS and FEIR work. And you can see those on your screen. I'll give a brief, following what the subway did, I'll give a brief presentation to remind everyone of the project very briefly, and then there are two items that came out of committee that I'll address. There were five, you can keep going, there were five alternatives that were studied, and the preferred alternative is this, the LPA is the fully underground alternative you can see there, with three stations that are being recommended by staff, not four. Move on to the next. This, as you know, is sort of the missing link in the light rail system. It's the link that will connect the Gold Line to the Blue Line and also to the Expo Line, and the performance of the of this connector is looked on very favorably by the FTA as well as locally, of course, with 90,000 passengers daily using it. It's really a system-wide improvement because it links up all of the light rail. As I said, the connector was reviewed by
Ms. Wellborn, just a moment, Mr. Chair.
Oh, yeah.
You requested that those who are not participating in this part of the meeting either leave quietly or allow the meeting to go along in an orderly manner. This item is very, very important, as you've already indicated.
Absolutely.
And it would seem to me that those who are remaining should acknowledge that either by their attentiveness or by their exit.
Yeah, we would appreciate it. I apologize. I'm trying to
and let the sergeants handle it accordingly.
Okay, thank you. This item was before two committees last week, the Planning and Programming Committee and the Measure R Committee. Both recommended the item moving forward, obviously, but two questions arose that we were asked to give answers on, so I have those for you today. One question concerning the 5th and Flower Street station was, is there any interest on the part of the business community to provide some financial support for that station? We had a meeting last week with the major stakeholders immediately surrounding that station area. They are requesting that we, and I'm sure you'll hear today, that we keep the 5th and Flower Station in through the final EIS and the PE phase of the work. They did not indicate any interest in financially supporting the station, but are willing to explore options if we can keep it in the FEIS.
Mr. Chair, on that point, because this is not a small matter, it seems to me we should acknowledge that early on and try to come to resolution. I see no harm in the station that is identified by staff remaining in until some of the issues are ultimately resolved. That's a compelling argument, I would think, given the Central Library and the other venues around, and it's a part of what it means to create civic life. To take it out at this point seems to me not only to be premature, but portends other problems. And so I would be prepared to move that we alter that portion of the staff recommendation, suspend the notion of withdrawing it, let it remain until further study is completed in this connection.
I would second that. Go ahead.
Okay. And the other question that came up in committee was concerned the Metropolitan News building. The property owner came and described the uses of that building. The building is identified in the draft EIS as a potential taking for use as staging and a portal entry. The question was, can it be removed now from further consideration? I think the legal answer is yes, it can. I think the the notion of leaving it in for the moment was to further study it and not delete any options until we know exactly where that station is going to be located and where the portals will be. But the answer to the question that was raised, the legal answer is yes. There, we've also had a request from Director Fasana's office to clarify, verbally clarify, an inaccuracy that was in the executive summary, so I'm going to ask Robin Blair to do that.
If you don't mind, there are about three items I need to cover briefly. One is that the executive summary of the regional connector attached to your board report has the Gold Line Foothill Extension going to Azusa officially. It does go to Claremont. We will make that change, and that will be in all subsequent documents. Second, I do need to let you know that the project manager that normally would be here is on maternity. She had a baby this week. And that's Dolores Roybal. And third, if we can, in all due respect to the director's motion, I want to make sure that we clarify clearly that it would be the LPA with three stations with the option for the Fifth and Flower Station, if that is appropriate. That allows us to be consistent with our federal application while still allowing us to consider the Fifth and
Sorry, could you repeat that? I didn't understand what you were saying.
The motion that is before you in the board report is an LPA with three stations and the elimination of the Fifth and Flower Station.
Right.
Per the request of the supervisor, he's asked us to reconsider that station. I would ask that motion be that the LPA is consistent with the FTA application of three stations, with the fourth station being an option. That would allow us to study it, and if money is available, allow us to complete it and environmentally clear it. But if the funding or the method of funding is not forthcoming, then we will still have an environmentally cleared LPA.
How much does it cost to study the station?
The cost is less than $2 million, but approximately that amount.
Chair, let's be clear. The staff recommendation remains as it was to eliminate the station for a variety of cost control issues. Your points are to clarify how we would manage the request from the director.
Yes, sir.
And the motion, as I offered it and seconded by the chair, was hardly to do anything that is inconsistent with the application. And I think that's what you're essentially seeking to clarify. Having clarified that, I'm prepared to accept your intervention as long as it doesn't preempt the option of evaluating the Fifth and Flower scenario for the reasons I stated earlier. It seems to me to be ill-advised not to have it in. And to the extent that the board chooses to support that motion or that amendment to the staff report, then I think we'll make sure that it's all reconciled, consistent with the federal application, so nothing is jeopardized. But in fact, we can move this along in a thoughtful way.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Is that the report?
That's it. That's the report. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. With that clarification. And a second as well. Okay. First, if there are no questions at this point, I'm going to go right to the testimony again.
Mr. Chairman, I did want to indicate that Director Katz and I were also introducing a motion I think we passed out to remove from consideration the Wilcox building and the adjacent Olander building. So we would also like to make that motion. I thought I'd mention that before you take
okay,
the public input.
So it'll be, I would have a motion out there to amend it to remove the Wilcox building, moved by Director Fasana, seconded by Director Katz. Okay, that will be on the table as we
question
go through.
For the maker of the amendment.
Excuse me.
Question for Mr. Fasana. Is that address correct? Does it not extend to 218 South Spring, or does it end at 200 to 210?
I will ask staff to clarify that.
Okay, that's an appropriate question. All right, in the meantime.
Well, we use the AP numbers and not the address right here.
Okay. I'm going to go to testimony. We still have a bunch of folks. So, first of all, I'll call on the Honorable Jan Perry, Councilwoman, City of Los Angeles. Jan, welcome.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak. As you know, I represent the 9th Council District that encompasses the community known as Little Tokyo and the largest historically designated Japantown in the state of California, and I also represent the area of Fifth and Flower, and that's why I'm here to speak today. You're well aware of the difficulty and the challenges this proposal has posed, and I know that this board has gone a great distance to address some of the dissatisfaction concerns raised by the Little Tokyo community. However, I believe this long simmering problem has arisen, and the problem, as what brings us here today, is the elimination of a station at 5th and Flower. While I'm not particularly clear on the process that was used to delete 5th and Flower, I'm heartened by what I've heard this morning with respect to motions being put on the table to make sure that it is still going to be considered as part of this project, and I would like to add my support for making sure that it is left and as part of the draft EIR EIS for further study and analysis. All I ask for you to do is to make sure that in your analysis you do not make this an either-or proposition. Do not make it either Little Tokyo or 5th and Flower, and please work with us to try to achieve what seems to make the most sense and logic, because they are both highly populated areas that deserve the opportunity. Thank you very much.
Thank you. At the director's point of clarification here, it might be better, it might remove some testimony, if we were to vote on both motions, both amendments at this particular point, voting on the Katz-Fasana motion as it relates to the removal of the Wilcox building, and then voting on the Ridley Thomas amendment to maintain the study of 5th and Flower. And then those speakers that signed up will probably just say thank you and move on. Would that be appropriate? Would it be a consensus to do that? Okay. Well, let's take the Fasana Katz motion first. The Fasana Katz motion on the removal of the Wilcox building.
Mr. Chairman, just as a clarification, the APN number is mentioned as opposed to the address within the actual motion itself. So the APN covers the facilities
okay.
at hand.
All right, that clarifies that. It's been moved by
Mr.
Director.
Chairman, I have a conflict.
A 20?
On the on this.
I mean on this.
On this amendment.
Okay. All right. Okay. So. The remainder moved by Director Fasana, seconded by Director Katz. Is there any objections on the removal with Supervisor Antonovich abstaining due to conflict? Without objection, the Wilcox building has been removed. Okay? All right. Then on the Ridley Thomas motion as it relates to the 5th and Flower that I seconded, yes, Mr. Katz.
Question, Martha, for your folks. As I understand, the reason this was brought up to begin with, among others, was that projections for this project right now are running some 400 mil over. Is that accurate?
No, more in the high 200 million range.
High 200 with this in or with this out?
Well, with this out, that's correct.
Okay.
So it's higher with this in. You're right.
And if the station's in, how much is it over?
I think it's 450.
Still 200 and something.
No, 450. Yeah. Right. But, okay, so this is about roughly 150, so it's 400 potentially.
This is roughly 185, the cost of the station. You're right.
All right. And I guess so the logic is that if we're close to 400, give or take, over budget to start, and we continue to spend some money to study something that, unless someone shows up with 400 million, we're not going to be able to build, it sort of begs the question of what's the point of continuing the study. I mean, at some point, the feds and everyone else are looking at us to be fiscally responsible. They're looking at us to say, as are our taxpayers, they're looking at us to say, what can you build, what can't you build? And I know that, we've adopted a policy, or at least informally, and we're moving on this policy, I think more formally, that, measure R is measure R is measure R. That's the money that's for a project, period. There's not a pot there to go back and get more to bolster something that's running $400 million over budget. So I'm just trying to figure out where we go. I mean, I would love to keep, it in. I'd love to keep a bunch of stuff in, but I can't figure out how to pay for it.
I think
Martha,
I can respond.
Martha, could you comment, please, on the potential portal at 6th and Flower?
I was just going to do that, yeah. The reason the staff recommended removing this station is that it's about two blocks from an existing station, the 7th and Flower, the 7th Metro station. And there are emergency exits that are closer to 6th Street that the plan is to turn those into portal entries into the 7th and Flower station. So we're trying to serve the same population. Robin can correct me if I'm wrong about the... I'm not sure we lose any ridership or we
It's not significant rider changes the demographic, but that's all.
and to address the cost issues is the reason we were eliminating it.
I only heard part of what Robin say. He said something about demographic. I couldn't
hear. What happens is this. Without that station, the time going through downtown is about a minute and a half less. Statistically, over the county, that means that more riders will get on your overall system because it's a minute and a half less through the downtown area, which means the demographic changes. The outlying areas tend to have more riders, and basically the inner area of downtown has a few less riders. The other part of that is the riders that would have gotten off of the station, some of them will disperse to the north and to the south, which is to the Grand Avenue area and to the 7th Street area. One of the reasons we are continuing to look at, and we'll look at concurrent with this motion or not, is the extension of the 7th Street station up Flower to try and capture some of those populations.
So the idea of the proposed station at 5th and Flower is, as you were saying, is two blocks from the existing station at 7th and Flower.
About 1,400 to 1,700 feet all in. Yes.
Okay. So let me ask you this question then: why was this proposed originally that close to another station?
Well, because you still have 85,000 people in the square mile area, which is a very dense population, and for a 100-year program, we want to make sure that we've designed every possible good thing for that future.
That we can pay for.
That we can pay for.
Yeah. We can design a lot of stuff. Paying for it's another thing. All right.
That's why it's all not. Right.
All right. Thank you.
Yes. Mr. Najarian, did you sign?
No, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Ridley Thomas and then Mr. Fasano.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I appreciate the point of clarification that Director Katz wishes to insert. A consistency of argumentation would suggest that other projects on which we haven't figured out the complete funding while we are yet in design seem to remain on the table, and we have collectively decided that such should be the case. This is in no way to predetermine an outcome. It is to exhaust the possibility of including the 5th and Flower Street scenario because in part of what has been indicated about ridership and the issue of density, which is a driving factor in most instances when we make these decisions. And so I would appeal to the board to leave it in, do more work, and essentially cause this to be a point of recognizing and honoring the stakeholders who are in play at that particular segment on the regional connector. Why? Because if we are thinking about our civic iconic institutions, not the least of which would be the library, it makes sense for us to get people there. It is not only transportation bound, it's literacy bound. It is essentially to say this is what the Civic Center itself looks like. And I would think that no harm done with exhausting the possibility.
Okay. All right. Since that hasn't been, Mr. Fasano?
Yes, just 1,400 to 1,700 feet is a quarter of a mile, which is the edge to which most people seem to be willing to walk to stations. I believe this station really probably is the most dense that we would have in our entire system, so I think there would be benefit there. At the same time, I also think their ability to pay for the station should be the greatest of any station here. So in terms of the discussion that we had in planning, I'm looking to see what the local business community would be willing to contribute to deal with this funding gap that we have for this project.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Yaroslavsky, then Mr. Labonge.
Where is the Pershing Square station on the Red Line in relationship to the proposed 5th and Flower station?
It's about 3 to 4 blocks away, and there's some elevation to climb there too. So it's right. It's not really immediately close to for a typical walk. It's not as close as the 7th and Flower is. 7th and Flower is better.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Labonge.
Is it on the north side or south side of 6th Street?
North side of 5th Street. Oh, you mean the new portals?
Yeah, the new portal that you talk about.
It's yet to be determined.
There are physical constraints which we have
to see. There's like 4 buildings all on the corner, but the only one that has any space is on the north side, which would that be the Arco building, whatever it's called at this time.
Ideally, you would try to get to the ARCO towers, but the simple approach is to look at a traffic lane and take that out, or a parking lane.
You can put
and,
it right in California Club. I think that would probably get a good... Okay. Yeah, I don't think that is. Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
Sorry. Public comment first up. Starting with Yesu Clark is first, followed by Joan Spring Hetty, please, and followed by Chris Avestanian. My apologies if I'm not doing well with your names.
Hello, my name is Yasue Clark. I work at the Little Tokyo Service Center, and I will share some concerns about the regional connector that came out of the meetings with seniors from Little Tokyo Towers, Casa Heiwa, San Pedro Farm Building, and Miyako Garden and Tokyo Villa. The seniors generally support the fully underground alternative, but some serious concerns listed below and plan to continue to lobby for these concerns. First, all station signs should be multilingual, English, Spanish, Japanese, and Korean, including ticketing machines and announcements on trains. Safety issues during the construction like handicap access, rerouting bus route, detours, etc. Around construction areas need to be considered. And good air quality during the construction may necessitate installation of air filters or air conditioning in the buildings near construction. A telephone number should be shared of someone they can call during the construction that will respond quickly to issues that arise. Thank you.
Thank you. We're going to stop public testimony. We're going to go to the amendment right now on the 5th and Flower Station. Is that correct? I would have to step out for a second. That was moved by Supervisor Riley Thomas, Chair seconded it, to keep it into the study. And I agree that with Councilwoman Perry that it should not be an either-or thing, but keep it part of the study. So let's go ahead and cast your vote. Is Mr. Lavange here?
Yep.
Okay. This is just on the amendment as it relates to. Okay. This is just on the 5th and Flower Station staying in the study. Okay? All right. Votes are cast. Okay? All right. Item fails. All right. Okay. Go back to the testimony. Joan Spring Hetty. Spring Hetty?
It didn't pass.
No, it did not pass. Chris Avestanian.
So Chris Avestanian.
Sorry, Chris.
That's all right. CFO Los Angeles Times. With the most recent motion of the exclusion of the Wilcox building, I'm not sure how that pertains to what I'm about to say next. That was to be used as a staging area for the Broadway second station. Don't know if that's still an option. We would like the committee to consider other options in lieu of the second Broadway station. We believe there are open government lots on 2nd Street between Broadway and Hill, just one block west of the 2nd and Broadway station. There's also open land on Olive and Hill, and also to the east on Main in Los Angeles. In addition, there's three more reasons why the Times asked the board to reconsider the 2nd and Broadway station. First, safe access to our parking structure. structures in our buildings, 1,500 employees access from Second Street, loss of parking and filming support revenues. It materially would impact the Times. And there is an underground emergency backup generator that was not identified in the draft EIS-EIR. No viable location, so we asked for the board to reconsider that station.
Martha or Robin, can you comment, please?
I'm going to suggest what we have suggested before, which is we definitely need to study this through the PE. This is an ideal location as an open parking lot that should go forward, especially as we eliminate one option, which is the more critical one. We at least have to review this fully. That would be my recommendation to staff. We can get to an answer, but...
What would be the consequence if it came out at this time?
Well, you're starting to lose potential portal sites for the station. So if you're going to have a station at Broadway, we are looking at every option that we can. It is very likely that we will need more than one entrance because of the volume of trains that will be here. So that is a very important site to look at. It may be that it will not be the one we need, but given the constraints of Second Street, we really need the options to be at least looked at to come to a conclusion.
Okay. All right. Wilson Liu, followed by Dr. Clyde Williams.
Thank you. I'm here representing the Little Tokyo Business Improvement District, and we are not in support of the current recommendations. Our survey poll, 1,222 stakeholders, is supporting a no build. The current environmental documents have identified significant construction impacts on the Little Tokyo community. The relocation of the existing Second Street storm drains, the Second Street cut and cover excavations, and the potential TBM launch site at Second and Central can destroy our community. And basically, you guys just have basically boilerplate types of mitigations that are basically not adequate. We really need stronger mitigations to address these type of issues. A business interruption fund needs to be established. Thank you.
Dr. Williams, and followed by Eric Roman.
Dr. Clyde Williams, El Sereno, Northeast LA. I highly recommend the certification of the EIR-EIS and the promotion of this particular project because it's been on the boards for a long time. We, in fact, built the panels in the 7th and Flower Station, anticipating that it would only be 3 or 4 years before the connector would be done. So, also for undergrounding the Japantown station. We also look forward that this will relieve some of the commuter congestion from Northeast LA and the cities beyond, using the Gold Line to come all the way downtown without any real significant changes. This would also change the entire commuter demand for the Northeast LA and adjacent communities and thereby change the needs and purposes of the 710 North. Maybe we don't need the 710 North for the commuters. Thank you.
All right. Eric, and then followed by Crystal McMillan.
Eric Roman, member of the Bus Riders Union and bus rider here in Los Angeles. So with or without the 5th and Flower Station, this project could have the dubious distinction of being the first major art project to go over budget before the ground has even been broken. You plan to spend $1.25 billion to connect stations that already exist. That's called duplicating service. It's the very reason that you invoked last month when you eliminated whole bus lines that serve communities in South and East L.A. $1.25 billion that could be redirected into the bus system. For that amount of money, you could buy buses, lower bus fares, expand service. You could potentially attract 140,000 new riders per day, as compared to 17,000 riders that this project will attract. So this is a repetition of old patterns that has got this agency into a lot of civil rights trouble in the past. We urge the no-build alternative. Thank you.
Thank you. Crystal McMillan, followed by Tomochiro Sakata.
My name is Crystal McMillan. I'm a bus rider and a member of the Bus Riders Union. I've lived in the Westlake District for over 10 years, and I'm here today to urge a no-build alternative for the downtown regional connector. The proposed connector is not worth the cost. It will duplicate connections between two rail stations, saving a rider 7 minutes of travel time for a cost of $1.25 billion. Using the figures laid out in your own draft EIR, this line will cost the MTA $11 to $12 per day per new rider. This is compared to $1.40 that the same money were invested in an expansion of the bus system. We're urging this board to make a decision based on what is going to be best for the entire city. The same money invested in bus capital and operational expansion will go more than twice as far. Choosing this overpriced rail connector will only add to the operations crisis and will lead to further service cuts and fare hikes. The downtown regional connector is a bad investment. Thank you.
Yamachiro Sakata, followed by Glenn Berryhill. Akimasa Yonida.
Thank you. My name is Akimasa Yoneda, president of Quintess Enterprises Company, which is the owner of the Miyako Hotel on the First Street. At first, Quintess, our parent company, is one of the largest railroad companies in Japan, and I have experience driving even the 10 cars heavy rail train in Japan. In regard to the construction method of TBM, is the kinds of very effects the big damage during the construction. I expect Metro should use the best shield method with enough depth, which is common in Japan. Secondly, in order to minimize the damage of the Little Tokyo community, I hope Metro should install the TBM machine from the west side. Thirdly, I expect Metro can consider about any kind of financial safety net for small business owners in order to keep them survive. Thank you.
Thank you. Hillary Norton, followed by Kenji Suzuki.
You had called Glenn Berryhill?
Yes, I did.
That's me.
All right.
Hi, Glenn Berryhill, Vice
President. Just in time.
Glenn Berryhill, Vice President with Thomas Properties Group. I would like to thank Mr. Ridley Thomas for his motion to retain the 5th and Flower Street station, which we support. Thomas Properties Group, TPG, is the owner and manager of the 2.5 million square foot City National Plaza project located at 5th and Flower Streets, immediately adjacent to the Regional Connector project. We wish to register our support for the fully below grade alternative with the 5th and Flower Street station retained for future study, that it not be eliminated at this time, and that this location is beneficial to the Central Library and the Financial District and should be remain in the study for future consideration. Thank you.
Thank you. Hillary Norton, followed by Kenji Suzuki.
Hi, my name is Hillary Norton, and I'm the Executive Director of FAST. It's a pleasure to address you again. I also wanted to thank Supervisor Ridley Thomas for making his motion about retaining 5th and Flower in the EIS-EIR because this is a 100-year plan, and retaining it in for study to allow it to be environmentally cleared so that in the future we would be able to find funds was very important. We support the fully underground alternative, support a safer aspect for Little Tokyo, but feel that service to not only the financial district and the Central Library, but the Bonaventure Standard, Marriott Hotels, and some of the most robust employment and residential areas beyond on Figueroa Street towards First is important if we want to improve ridership. And we were told that 90,000 additional people will be riding the regional connector, and we look forward to working with the Metro staff on the expansion of the 7th and Metro station to 6th and Flower and to look at other alternatives to serve that very important transit-dependent area.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Kenji Suzuki, followed by Naoko
Akita. The board members.
Yes,
Luke. My name is Kenji Suzuki, and I am a business owner in Little Tokyo. I just want to quickly say that Little Tokyo, I'm sure a lot of you have probably been there, is not a very big place. It's only about two or three blocks in either direction is the core of Little Tokyo. If you sneeze more than twice while driving, you'll probably drive right through Little Tokyo and not even notice it. But it's a gem of a place, and it's a big part of the downtown scene. A lot of the stores there has been there for decades. A couple have been there for over a century. These are very good retail stores that really make up the aura, the soul of Little Tokyo. Construction of this magnitude in Little Tokyo will devastate those stores that really make up what Little Tokyo is all about. I have the personal letters for the board members. Please read them. Not a politician, but I'm just a store owner. Hopefully you understand our needs for the community. Thank you very much.
Thank you. They will be part of the record. Naoko Ikeda, followed by Yoshimar Uyama. Naoko here? Yoshi? Hiroshi Yamayuchi?
Statement.
Yeah, we'll take the copy for you. Thank you. Here, Julie.
Hi, good morning, board. My name is Hiroshi Yamauchi. I'm a board of...
We'll start the time over again. Could you sort of move the mic so you're talking directly in the microphone? There you go.
This?
Right into it. Yeah.
Like this? Oh, thank you. Hi, good morning, board. My name is Hiroshi Yamauchi. I'm a board of Little Tokyo Business Association. Please avoid the cut and cover method or remove the second street plan. Why doesn't share the red line in the same area? This fully underground plan is not a true fully underground. After the construction done, then we can say that this is the fully underground. However, during construction doing, though, we cannot say that this is the fully underground. This method is cut and cover. True fully underground is nobody feel on the surface, like a Tokyo City subway construction. This method doesn't make any negative impact. Please take a method of a first-class technology. Today's construction scenes, we never see like this the cut and cover method any other metropolitan of the world. We know the metro already has like this the first class technology. Please take a true fully underground method. Mr. Chair and all of the board, please understand our big concern and the big impact.
Okay.
And it's a And also, please understand that a couple of our fails...
Your time is up. You can summarize, please.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Please understand.
Robert Volk, followed by Marlene Grossman, followed by Diane Forte. Robert, are you here? Marlene, you still here? Okay. And then Diane Forte, you still here? Okay. Marlene, then Diane.
Okay, sorry. Thank you very much. I'm Marlene Grossman, and I'm the chair of the leadership board of Move LA. And thank you so much, board and staff, for the regional connector, EIR, EIS. It is really a dream come true. We need this ridership so much, and we will need what the regional connector will bring to us. I'd like to share my time with Denny Zane, who is the executive director of Move LA, if that's permissible.
Huh? You got 30 seconds there, Mr. Zane. Denny? Did you fill out a card?
They didn't have any more cards when I arrived, so...
They're all up here.
I really want to encourage the Metro Board to move forward with this project as it's proposed to you and your staff recommendation. Your past action on the Wilshire Subway, the West Side Extension, and this action accomplish what no other program or project could accomplish. It transforms our regional rail system into a system rather than simply disparate lines. Its benefits go far beyond the immediate ridership of this project, but go to every corner of this county. This is truly a system project, so please move forward. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Denny. Thank you for all your assistance, too. Appreciate it. Go ahead.
I'm Diane Forte, Forte Green Strategies, and I support the passage of the draft EIR for the regional connector because, similar to the subway, this is a good idea, and it's time to move forward. My comments are similar in terms of specific considerations to consider ridership, greenhouse gas reductions, and overall system efficiency. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Akemi Yano, and then Wilbur Takashima.
Good afternoon. I'm Akemi Kikumura-Yano, President and CEO of the Japanese American National Museum. Speaking on behalf of the Board of Trustees, I want to convey our concerns regarding Metro's proposed regional connector. First, we believe that the fully underground alternative is the best choice for economic, environmental, and public benefit. Constructing the regional connector underground would mitigate problems such as safety, noise, and traffic. Second, we have grave concerns on how the project and its lengthy construction period will affect our stability. Our concerns include access to the museum, facilities operations, and business revenue, lack of access by our members and visitors, and the impact on our school tours are primary concerns. Furthermore, the construction will heavily impact our ability to host rental events, cutting off significant operating revenue. In closing, we seek assurances that Metro will be responsive to these concerns throughout the process and duration of construction. We look forward to working with Metro to address the challenges that lie ahead. Thank you very, very much for your time and consideration. Thank you.
Wilbur Takashima, followed by Daryl Clark. Go ahead, Wilbur.
Thank you. Wilbur Takashima. I'm a board member of the Little Tokyo Community Council. I recognize that the Metro Regional Connector is really vital for the future of the light rail transit system. It's really important. And I'm in full support of this project, but only if the Metro Board approves the fully underground alternative. Since this project will run through the heart of Little Tokyo and the entire community, it is imperative that Metro takes every possible action to mitigate the many potential impacts that will adversely affect all of the stakeholders in Little Tokyo, and more specifically, the protection of the numerous small businesses in Little Tokyo must have the uppermost consideration during the years-long construction period. A detailed business compensation plan should be seriously considered by Metro in order to support the businesses that are really going to be injured by the construction of the regional connector. So I support the plan, and I hope that we can work with you. Thank you.
And Mr. Clark, and then followed by, this is Yukio Kawatani. All right, and Mr. Clark, go ahead.
Okay, briefly, Daryl Clark, Sierra Club, enthusiastically support the staff recommendation, especially what we just heard about added portals at 6th Street. And just noting that transit advocates in L.A. have long sought this project to provide better access, much faster connections, both into downtown and across downtown. Look forward to it moving forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Yukio, and then Tracy Shavira. And followed by Craig Ishii. Yes, sir.
Yukio Kawaratani, I'm a former downtown redevelopment planner. The draft EIR conclusively shows that the all-underground alternative is the locally preferred alternative. Still, Little Tokyo will disproportionately face more adverse impacts than all other areas along the route. And if the tunneling and truck hauling of 2 miles of earth and construction materials are started from Little Tokyo, the construction effects will be very damaging to Little Tokyo businesses. This has them scared, so some have signed the no-build petition. But the regional connector is far too valuable to downtown and the region, so I urge you to approve. But MTA has a responsibility to proceed with equality, concern, and compassion. Thank you.
Thank you for taking the time. Tracy? Tracy here? Followed by Craig Ishii. Craig, you here? Okay.
Good afternoon. Tracy Shavira, Central City Association. Support the fully underground alternative with 3 stations, but we also support the 5th and Flower Station And we did support the Ridley Thomas Kanabe motion. Thank you for introducing that. It's a shame we didn't get the votes. As you know, the Financial District is a major job hub in the city. There's over 19 million square feet of commercial space in that area. There's over 1,500 residences, and the community plan calls for more density in that area. So it's somewhat short-sighted to delete the Fifth and Flower Station. We really need to be planning not just for today, but for the future. Since the motion failed, we will support the recommended board report with the understanding that that Metro will enhance the 7th and Metro Station to accommodate for increased capacity and construct a north-facing portal that reaches as far as 6th Street to provide access to the Financial District. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Tracy, for taking the time. Craig Ishii, John Kaji.
How are you? My name is Craig Ishii. I'm with the Japanese American Citizens League, or JACL. We're about a 12,000-member national organization, but I'm also a board member with the Little Tokyo Community Council, about 100-member-strong nonprofit resident business coalition that represents Little Tokyo. We are in support of the fully underground option, as the only acceptable option to build through Little Tokyo, but we're very concerned about businesses in Little Tokyo. We hope that Metro staff, working with us as they've done in the past, will continue to look at compensation plans, addressing business interactions, eruption, and just any other support that they can provide, because our businesses really sort of make up the character of our community. We appreciate the communication that's happened with Metro in the past. We hope that maybe through something like a rail advisory committee or some type of body that we can continue communication with in the future, that that can also be put in as a provision. And I also understand there's a provision for the further funding of the Roberts Group. We support that because they really helped to bridge communication between us and Metro. So thank you.
Hey, thank you. We'll definitely take that into consideration. John Kaji? John, are you here?
John Kaji, and I'm the managing partner of Nikkei Center, LLC. We support the fully underground alternative and also the certification of the draft EIR-EIS. We believe that the regional connector will better serve Southern California, as well as the Little Tokyo and Arts Districts, in terms of economic development. We look forward to creating a public-private partnership with Metro, the City of Los Angeles, as well as ourselves to create a mixed-use transit-oriented development at First and Alameda. Further, we would support the utilization of the best construction techniques and also the creation of a financial safety net that will help to mitigate the potentially adverse construction impacts on the Little Tokyo and Arts District business community. Thank you.
Thank you, John. Daryl, is it Garibay? Garibay? I apologize, I'm not able to. Garibay? Pretty close. You were in a rush when you printed it, I know.
No. Yes, I was. Morning, Board. My name is Daryl Garibay. I'm the president of Advanced Parking Systems and have been a businessman in the Little Tokyo area for the past 18 years. I'm concerned about the negative impact that this project, specifically the construction period, will have on Little Tokyo. The community finally has some business momentum, and my fear is that this project may financially crush the Little Tokyo business community. If, however, the project is ultimately approved, I urge the MTA board to approve specific financial compensation for those businesses in the construction zone and on the periphery that can legitimately demonstrate their financial losses due to this project. I believe if this type of step is not taken to help the community, the area may come back after the project is complete, but it will not come back as a historic cultural community that we all appreciate and benefit from. Thank you.
Thank you. Kristen Fukushima, followed by Evelyn Yoshimura.
Hello, my name is Kristen Fukushima. I'm with the Japanese American Citizens League. I'm also here representing LT Roots, which is a new young adults group committed to people, or for people who love Little Tokyo. I basically want to reaffirm everything that Craig said to speakers previous. We fully support the fully underground option because we believe it is the only alternative that will preserve Little Tokyo if we have to have something going through Little Tokyo. But that alternative only works if we have proper mitigation, such as business mitigations. We cannot let our businesses die. Businesses constitute a core piece of Little Tokyo's character, and to lose our businesses through construction would be terrible.
We also really want to see continued open and transparent dialogue and process. We've had a really great partnership with Metro, and we want to see that continue and have full community input. And then finally, just as a youth and representing youth, we want to be able to take our grandchildren to Little Tokyo the way our grandparents took us. So we really want to see Little Tokyo survive for the next 125 years like it has for the last 125 years. So that's why it's really important that we do this project in a proper way. Thank you.
Thank you, Kristen. Ellen? Followed by Russell Brown.
My name is Evelyn Yoshimura, and I work at the Little Tokyo Service Center. I'm also on the board of the Community Council, as many people have said previously. The Little Tokyo Service Center fully supports the fully underground alternative that's being decided on today, and it's much better than the other alternatives, although it's not perfect. And we plan to continue to push Metro to honor the issues that are articulated in the environmental impact report, especially the business safety net, protection of businesses for the reasons that many people have mentioned before. They provide the heart and soul of Little Tokyo. Without them, it's not Little Tokyo. The other thing is the process with Metro has been great. We hope it sets a precedent so that all neighborhoods, especially those less empowered neighborhoods, have such a great process as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Russell Brown, followed by, I believe it's Alan Havens.
Russ Brown, Executive Director of the Historic Downtown BID. I'm also speaking on behalf of the Transportation Committee from the Downtown LA Neighborhood Council. I'm also on the Executive Committee for LA Streetcar, Inc., one of the Bringing Back Broadway trustees and in charge of the Streetcar Committee. We fully support the all-underground alternative. Even before the process of passage of Measure R, both Metro and the community groups have reached out with the downtown community and been very, very wonderful in listening to us redesign the system. Originally, when this was brought in, it was an all above ground system. We're disappointed that the 5th and Flower Station is not there. Just as a reminder, the 7th and Metro Station will be the busiest station in the entire network. You will have the Red Line, the Purple Line, the Gold Line, the Expo Line, and the Blue Line, all going into one station. So it's very, very critical that that station be expanded with as many portals and as many options as possible. We also look forward to the second Broadway station to connect up with the streetcar and the Civic Center Park. Thank you.
Thank you. Alan Havens, and then followed by Arnold Sachs.
Hey, my name is Alan Havens, 202 South 20th, Los Angeles, 9004. I'm testifying in strong support for the fully underground regional connector, which I hope will become a transit showcase. That said, I'd hope if it's decided to retain any Gold Line surface track just east of Little Tokyo, it would be probably one track only as a maintenance or a special service link, which would have been moved over to avoid interfering with your new tunnel portals. That's Alameda North and First East. You may also need a short-term Union Station Little Tokyo Mariachi Plaza bus link, three stops only, as a shuttle to maintain Gold Line patronage while downtown connector is being constructed until that connector is made fully operational. With that, thank you, and good luck on the project.
Sachs, followed by Bobby Garza.
Yes, thank you. Good afternoon, Arnold Sachs. I believe one of your staff members mentioned that it would connect, this project would connect the Gold Line to the Blue Line. But isn't it the Blue Line? Let me read something to you from, this is from 1997 from the San Gabriel Valley News. They're quoting MTA board member John Fasana, Duarte City Councilman, who states, I would hope that they have the money to fund the Alameda East Corridor through the San Gabriel Valley and the Pasadena Blue Line, Fasana said. So what Pasadena Blue Line is he talking about? And he's in Duarte. A staff member said that you want to authorize a change to Azusa. Yet the construction authority that was authorized by state legislation in 1998 authorized the Blue Line to Claremont. Where do you get the authority to change a state law? It's the same people who've run this regional plan into the ground are going to restructure the rise of the Phoenix.
Thank you.
This will be a
Thank
joke.
You, Arnold. It took us all that years to educate Fasano to call it the goal line. Bobby Garza.
And why would he?
Garza.
Why would he change that, Mr. Chair? Why would he change it to the goal line? Nobody's ever answered that question. Why would you change
times,
it?
You just don't want to listen.
No, I do listen. That's the problem.
Bobby Garza, followed by Michael Sarwiski.
Hello. Good afternoon. My name is Bobby Garza. I'm a property owner and resident of Little Tokyo. I'm also a Metro Rail and bus rider. I specifically live on the corner of First and Alameda, which is right across the street from the present Gold Line station and the future regional connector, hopefully. And I'm here to support the fully underground option for Little Tokyo. But I'm also concerned about the construction. I hope Metro does everything in its power to make sure the business stay alive during the construction. Thank you.
Thank you. Michael. And then Evelyn Yoshimura.
I had a football coach that couldn't say my name either.
You get a lot of playing time?
My name is Michael Charchinsky. I'm with the Weston Bonaventure, and I'm here to support the process. Unfortunately, we would prefer to see the 5th and Flower Station remain. The